141, Covenant of Peace.
That sounds holy, man.
Purity of essence, peace on earth. Purity of essence, peace on earth. Remember that?
Okay. העבודה רק מתחילה. The work just begins. מכל הדברים האלו אפשר להתחיל להבין. From all what we just said until now, now we can start, we can begin understanding מהי העבודה של האדם בעולם הזה. What is a person's work in the עולם הזה? אדם שרוצה באמת למלא את השליחות שלו בעולם. A person that really wants to fulfill his mission in the world, why he came to this world, ולבוא אחרי 120 שנה לעולמו כשהוא נקי, to come after 120, to finish this life when he's clean, he's pure, כדאי מאוד שיתחיל לעבוד ברצינות על כל הנושא של התאווה של פגם הברית. It's very much כדאי.
Worthwhile.
And he'll begin to work seriously about this subject of the taiva and pigam abrit.
Seriously.
ולהתפלל כל יום לפחות חצי שעה שהשם ינקה אותו מהתאווה הזאת. And daven every day at least a half an hour that Hashem will clean them from this taiva. ובעניין הזה Hashem הראה לי משהו שזעזע אותי. And with this matter Hashem showed me something that ממש trembled me very much. יש יהודי שאני נפגש איתו לעתים, there's a yid that I meet every once in a while. יהודי ישיש, right? Older guy already. שגדל כל ימיו בדרך התורה, his whole life he grew in the Torah way. בעל זקן ופאות, right? He has a beard and pears. ויש בה הרבה דברים נפלאים, he has a lot of wonderful things. והנה, תוך כדי שיחה, right? We're talking, הוא נאנח ומתוודה לפניי. He sighs and he confessed in front of me שיש לו יצר רע גדול ותאווה לראיות אסורות וקשות. That he has a big יצר רע and a big taiva to see prohibited things. שמעתי את זה והזדעזעתי. I heard this and I trembled. ואמרתי לעצמי, I told myself, אוי אוי אוי, אם אדם לא יעבוד על עצמו, if a person doesn't work on himself, הוא ייכנס לקבר עם הגוף מלא תאוות. He will go with his body into the קבר full of tavos. וזה זעזע אותי. This trembled me והמחיש לי שהתאוות לא יעזבו את האדם. Right? I understood that the tavos are not going to leave a person if he doesn't work on them בעבודה של ממש, with the real עבודה. עבודה חזקה, לעקור אותה ממנו, to uproot them from him.
What are you saying? Is this a sphere with Tanya, with the Beinoni? That a person always has his taivas, but he just, that's the avoid. The avoid is, you overcome that. Right?
Rabbeinu said, you don't overcome the taiva. You break your taiva. No taiva anymore.
So is that a sphere?
I don't know with Tanya. I never learned Tanya. I learned it, but not seriously. I don't know.
He's saying, Ravar seems like he's saying, like, okay, fine, even if this guy never sins, oh, he never looks, he has a title.
He's looking at women.
We're not saying that with somebody's initial, we're saying that, oh, he has a title. He's saying he's going to die with a title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, even if he wasn't initial, Ravar sounds like he's still
a. Enkel Dava, what's it? If you have a title, you're nichshol.
Even thinking to look
is already
a problem.
No, if you have a taiva, that itself is a problem.
Of course, but that's the avodah.
The avodah is to break the taiva, not to want anymore. Taiva is a desire, not the desire anymore. Rabbeinu says explicitly that Ravahu said he has many, he had the tzaddikim that spoke to him and he told him, what do you mean? You have to overcome it every time to break. No, to nullify it. Look at Rabbi Natan, he had tefillot. He had tefillot. It's a nullified title. It's not there. So the people told Rabbi, Rabbi said, what? Look at me. What?
So Rabbeinu.
Look at all the tzaddikim.
The woman considered that would be like a piece of wood.
Does he say it here again? I didn't get it.
If a person doesn't work on himself, he'll enter the grave with his titles. He has to work on himself all the time.
To break the titles.
To break the titles.
Daily.
How do you work? You daven. What's avodah? I learned the Gemara yesterday in Tainis. The Gemara says, "Ezei avodah shebalev, zoi tefila." Tefila. Open your mouth and speak to Hashem.
Oh. I feel something rubbing the table.
Slicha. Kmo shomer Rabbi Yisrael Dov Mivolodnik, as you said just now. I was by Tzion also, Baruch Hashem, in Ukraine. Rav Aruch has a son that's named after him also. Baal Sheris Yisrael, he writes, V'hine klal ha-chata'im nikra'im b'shem chatat ne'urim. Right? You know the generalization of the sin is called chatat ne'urim, the sin of youth. V'gam chatat ha-zkinim. And also, the sin of old people is also called chatat ne'urim. Also called the sin of youth. Ki mi shelo tiken chatat ne'urim, someone did not fix the sin of youth, nishar hakoach hana lachtio gam bezeknuto ba'averot hana. That same power remains in order to cause him to sin when he gets older in the same sins. Asherit Yisrael kotel dvarim shetzchim lezazeh kol echad. He writes things here that need to shake each and every one of us. מדובר באבון שמוטבע בטבע אדם. This is a sin that is a person's nature. It's hormones. It's hormones in our body. We're men. כן? ואם הוא לא ייקח את עצמו לעבודה רצינית ומגיפה, and if a person won't take himself to a serious work on breaking this taiva, זה ימשיך לקנן בו עד המיטה והקבורה. This will continue to nest in him, I don't know, to dwell in him, until his death, until his burial. כמו שכתוב, like it says, לפתח חטאת רובץ ולכת שוקתו. כל עוד היצע הרע בתוקף העוז, הוא רואה באדם אח שלו. As long as the יצע הרע is strong, right? He's waiting for a person, how could I make him fall? That's why I have to break the יצע הרע. אנשים דואגים... עורב is waiting? No,
עורב is... Smoking.
What is it?
Stalking.
Like you wait in the side and you wait in
the side.
Ambush. That's the word I know better. Anashim dogim mazikna. People are worried for the days of the pension, right? My year, how are we going to get the pension? Tzichim dog lagelim mazikna v'kavod amin. Yeah, what's going to be? How are we going to live? Yeah? צריכים לדאוג להגיע למי הזקנה בכבוד אמיתי. A person has to be concerned to reach the days of the older days, right? With real כבוד, real respect. כבוד שקדושה ותארה, honor of holiness and purity. כבוד שנקיות הדעת, a clean mind. Right? You see a man, he's 60 years old, he's 70 years old, and all he cares is to look on the internet on naked women. And there's people like that, 80 years old.
Dirty old men.
Yeah. It's a busha. Maybe a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, you'll say, fine, his taiva is still strong and everything. But you see also people, older people, such an embarrassment, such a busha, such a shame, Hashem Erachem. A person you want to get to that, if a person won't work on himself now, that's how he's going to be when he'll be 70 and 80 and 90. Older he gets, doesn't get weaker. Now we have to work on ourselves. We're all young. Let's make it what age we are. ואומרת הגמרא בקידושין על הפסוק הנ"ל, the Gemara says in Kiddushin about this pasuk, ואם אתה רוצה, אתה מושל בו. If you want, you control the time. שנאמר ואתה תמשול בו. Like it says, you will control it. העיקר הוא הרצון והעבודה בימי הנעורים. The main thing is the will and the work at the youth, days of youth, to leave this taiva ותקן את הפגמים, to fix the blemishes, כמו שנאמר, כחיצים ביד גיבור, כן בני הנעורים, like arrows in the hand of a mighty one,
a hero,
right? כן בני הנעורים. That's how the young people are, like the arrow shoots out, right? Young people, it can work. And everyone is young. I told Adas and Maimon, oh, you feel old now, you never married off all these kids and everything. Oh, Chas Hashem, a breast that feels old? Never feel old, always feel young. What do you think?
Is a taiva something you're born with or something you
acquire? A what?
A taiva. Is it something you're born with or do you acquire it?
Both.
Some things you acquire, some things you're born with. The taiva for women you're born with. It's called hormones.
To a certain extent, but...
But a person could work on it, to use it, only with dusha, only with tara, only with his wife, only with clear mind, right? And the person can let it just go.
Yeah, you're saying there's no taiva then. It's not taiva to isu. You're saying you're breaking the hormones, you're getting rid of the hormones? You are...
controlling them.
It's not that the hormone person is born with.
As a basic programming for reproduction, depends on society grew up with, how it's imprinted into the person's education as to what the desirable thing to do is. If there are societies where it's more matun, there are societies where you say, little guy, you're trained, you gotta look at that and desire it, if not, you're weird. You know?
Now they teach that you look at a man and desire it also. Hmm? Now they teach somebody that you look at a man and desire it.
Okay, don't make me throw up.
Yeah. But the mice says that it's breaking the taiva completely. You don't have I heard Shirin from Avawa say, he said, a person has to reach a level, and I'm sure he reached this level. See, you wouldn't have said otherwise. Yeah, to reach a level, he'll have to dive into Hashem, things are going to work by him.
What?
He said, ask Hashem that he's going to work. Things are going to work in his body. He's such mevatel taiva so completely that he doesn't even... understand what I mean, yeah? That's the level a person has to reach. Amen, amen, all of us. Amen, amen. Adam shilmad yitparel yaset kol ha-mitzvot shlo alai. Even if a person, he daven, he learns and he daven, does all the mitzvot in the world. It's a top world, it's a good thing that he's doing. Aval ha-ikar hu she'avod avodah yesodit. The main thing that he'll work, a thorough, fundamental, basic work, to clean himself from all the gashmius, right? All the gashmius, all the physicality, the yeshut, all the being, his being, ani, I, to feel himself. Kmo she'Rabbeinu HaKadosh limenu tolam Torah Nunbet, like Rabbeinu told us in Torah Nunbet, dehainu, meaning, she'yikach b'chol pam ta'avah u'midara ve'avod aleha. Rabbeinu teaches, a person should take each time a taiva, a bad mit that he has, and work on it until he nullifies it completely, every day. Daven, at least half an hour, do this to daven on one thing until he nullifies it. שיבטל אותה לגמרי, רבי מסד. You see, שיהיה נקי ממנה, he'll be clean from it. וכך ילך להלאה, and then he'll go on, ויבטל עוד תאווה, ועוד מידה רעי, and another תאווה, another bad מידה. עד שלא יישאר ממנו כלום, until there'll be nothing left of him, right, of the אני, ויזכה להיקלל בשורשו בשלמות, and then he'll merit to be included in his שורש בשלמות. Who is this שורש? אין השם. שזו התכלית של המענה לברור כל העולם. That's the purpose, right? That for its sake, all the worlds were created. כדי שעם ישראל יקללו בשורשם, in order for עם ישראל to be included in their שורש, in השם, basically, ויקשרו ויכללו את כל העולמות בשורשן אין שם. And then they'll be able to connect and include all the worlds together that השם is one in all the worlds. והדוגמה החיה למה שרבינו מדריך אותנו, and the live example for רבינו who's guiding us here is this old man that lived all his life Torah and mitzvahs, and he had a lot of good in my life, but the taiva stayed in his body, and he's going to go into the grave with it, and this is very scary. Ad Zivula Bagaita, until the last moment. בנוסף לזה, in addition to this, היה לי חשבון נפש על האור שסטי שיאס. היה לי חשבון נפש, ברוך השם, הרבה שהיה לי חשבון נפש, היה חשבון נפש. ועוד יותר הזדעזעתי, and I even was even more shocked, כי הבנתי שכל זמן שדם לא מתנקה באמת מהתאוות, and I understood that as long as a person doesn't really, really get clean from his tavos, בפרט מהתאווה של ניוב, and specifically this type of ניוב, שהיא התאווה הכי חזקה, which is the strongest type that a person can have, אזי הוא משוחד התאווה, he is bribed, I can't say that, really say that, it's a... He's affected. He's affected by the taiva, right? He's meshuchad, the shochad, bribery. Right? I give someone bribery, he does what I want. So I do what the taiva wants. Ki kshe'adam ohev mashu meshuchad, because when a person loves something, he's for it. For example, you can't ask someone. Are his kids good? Are good kids? Of course his kids are good kids. His kids. Right? He's not liable to ask. He's meshuchad.
Nowadays, I don't know if
that's
such a...
At least when
they're
young. No. Before they can start talking. Before they... Then a person cannot see the truth. He better not know the truth. For sure cannot... admit and confess. כל הזמן שאדם מונח בארציות גשמות לגמרי, as long as he's still down in physicality and in this world. לכן גם אם יהיה גדול וחשוב, also it will be big and important, כל הזמן שלא ביטל את התאווה, as long as he's not, nullified his taiva, הוא משוחד לתאווה. He is משוחד את התאווה. He is for it. I see Meshuchad.
Subjugated?
Like he go, he's for that side.
He's ruled by it. No, he's controlled.
He's a slave to it?
No, what's Meshuchad?
This is bribery.
Sway?
Like bribery. Like when I give someone bribery, I give the judge bribery?
Yeah.
And therefore, he could transgress all the avers, everything, all the mitzvahs, not do anything. And he thinks he's a big tzaddik. Why? Because he has a taiva. He doesn't see the truth in front of his eyes. Ki b'men al pi ha-Torah yeh mishayyeh. According to the Torah, regardless of who it is, asur shistakel ha-shum isha. You can't look at any woman. En shum istakel. You look shukhan al. You're not allowed to look at a woman. It's shukhan al. What? People have argument with shukhan al? What's up? Lekol mi shistakel, sheyda shorchok b'kol ha-emet shi-Torah. And anyone who looks at women, he should know. This should know the truth. I'm far away from Torah. This is the truth. That's why if he wants to deceive himself, what can he do? It's because he's persuaded to the taiva that's in him. Therefore, he takes the truth and bends it according to what he said. No, you know why? I'm not really looking at the woman. I just don't want it to feel bad. I just don't want all kinds of
justifications.
Can he makes all kinds of like that with the finger?
Yeah.
Why it's okay what he's doing?
Rationalizations.
We go to lechet. You go lichiotka. Live like this. Beshekel and false.
It's always because of the taiva. Whenever you do something, it's like saying every you ever do a mitzvah, it's always going to be because of kavod. Even you're justified.
If you have kavod, yeah. You have kavod, yeah.
So whenever you go to tzaddik, it's always going to be because of kavod.
Yeah.
No matter what, but you can't do something that's not.
That doesn't mean it's 100% cover.
Right.
It means that you have pniot. It's called pniot.
Leanings?
You mean you're not 100% to the truth. Not 100% truth. You have other motivations.
Motives.
It's not a clear motivation, just to Hashem. Try, if they want, if they daven, you have to desire, fine, I mean, you have to work on it, but especially with the
no, time. You make it sound black and white, it's like, you're far from the Torah.
Pishmata. I learned from Shimon Teichner, Shlita, and the Rabbeinu, there's no black and white. No black and white. Wherever you are, that's how much you're negative to this and positive to this. Wherever you are in your work, no such thing as black and white. There's no Jew which is black or white. Every Jew is also white. Every, wherever he is. Don't forget that for a moment. We're all beautiful, pure neshamas. All of us, all the time, regardless of where we are and what we did and what we're going to do. No mashaneh. All that we're learning here is why we want to work. It's to give us motivation to work. If a person will get a little bit of chalish adas, to weaken his mind because of this, close the book and say, Hashem loves me, regardless of what I do. And that's the truth, that's what you should do. All that we're learning in this book, I said this in the beginning of the book, is just in order to give us motivation to daven. Hashem, I don't want to be like that. I want to be close to you. I want to know the truth. I want to know this. And then, yeah, this is true. To me, people hear about Baruch, I can't hear this thing. It's the truth is too true. Right? Yeah, I'm going to feel bad with myself. That's feel itself to feel bad with yourself. Zelo nachon. Zelo nachon. A person doesn't have to look at things like that. It doesn't confuse a person. Hashem loves us all the time. Regardless of what we do, He's guiding us in the path. He's teaching us B'riti Shalom. He's teaching us the books. Hashem, Zohar Hashem, and His tzaddikim, the Rabbeinu that He sent us to the world with His teachings. He's to teach us how to get close to Hashem. Yeah? But if a person goes just with his chaskos, just with saying, I'm so good, Hashem loves me so much, he ain't going nowhere. He's not going nowhere. That chaskos is an order for us to be able to start moving, continue. So a person doesn't fall into sadness. Oh, I'm so bad. Forget it, I'm not doing anything. So a person doesn't fall to that. The black, what's it called? Black Mary, you call it? Melancholy, that's right. Like sadness and stuff like that. So therefore, a person needs to strengthen himself. So when we're learning this book, which is mostly bashing in our head, like Avro does here, yeah? A person should know it's just in order for us to start moving. Not to say that you're bad. You're not bad. You're beautiful. You're great. And start moving forward. That's the whole point of the books.
I don't think most people who read that will understand.
He writes it here in the Hakdama clearly.
No, but he writes like,
right, but he writes in the Hakdama. In the Hakdama, he writes it. I read it and I said I should read it again. He writes explicitly. So therefore you should review it again.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
No matter how hard you're working on mitzvot and stuff like that, if you don't correct this one, then when you get to Olam Haba, you're going to be severely judged.
You will, yeah, you will be. Definitely will be, 100%.
So
Therefore you should start
all
working.
All of his lost.
Therefore you should start working. Every mitzvah you're going to do, you're going to get schar for every single mitzvah you're going to do. Hashem is just and is 100% straight. But if a person doesn't work on new, working on his taiva, yeah, he's lacking on the kudat emet, right? That shakes his whole foundation. Therefore, you should start working on it now before it's too late. Yeah, doesn't mean to bash yourself down. I'm an idiot. I'm this. I'm that. It means I want to start working. That's all it means. I need to start working now. Not to wait for tomorrow. Today I'm going to do a half an hour on the bleeds. Today I'm going to work. First of all, I say thank you to Hashem wherever He put me until today. And Muna for the past 100%. Whatever Hashem did with me is beautiful. Thank you for throwing me. I was with a Goya. And that I have Goya's children, whoever has. And that I have this title, B'chal. Baruch Hashem. That's how I'll get close to you. Otherwise, I won't get close to you if you didn't give me this title. And help me to start working on it. And then you dive in. Whatever happens, the result is not my problem either. Not what happened, not my problem. And not the result's not my problem. My problem is, am I working or not? When you come to Shammai, they're not going to ask you what you did if you worked. If you were, I worked. You didn't do it. You didn't help me. I worked. Every day I did what my Rav told me. I did half an hour. I got out from wherever I got out. I didn't get out from wherever else. I won't get judged even for that day. Every day that you daven, you don't get judged for that day. If you do cheshbon nefesh for that day, you don't even get judged for that day. You don't get judged. You judged already yourself. Finished. From Shamayim, Levi Yitzchak Bender explicitly said, you do an arrow, you both do it, you come to Shamayim, you're going to say, okay, what's today? Hey Tevet, what's it? Vav Tevet, Vav Shvat? Vav Shvat. He did his bodo dut. Okay, forget it. But it says here that he did this in the Tvok Lashon Hara. Forget it. The tshuva already for that. Okay, next. What about Zion? What about Ches? That's the idea. Levi Yitzchak said explicitly, that's how it's going to be in Shamayim.
Work on it and do tshuva because yeah. You still haven't accomplished it, and then you go up
clean. Then you're clean. It's not your problem anymore. It's not your problem anymore. You threw it to his. It's the ball is in Hashem's hands. You can do whatever you want with this. But he has to start. This book is elder book, teaching you to start working. Begin working seriously, because if you're not. Yeah, serious trouble. Talks.
Is it possible to work on it slowly? Like
yeah. We have always told us.
Of course, that's fast. So, half an hour a day, I won't have fast. I'm going to control myself.
Yeah, but you have to dive in.
Like girls, too, but I'm looking at women. You see the same wall. A half an hour, I'm not going to look, but the other day,
if you dive in, what's working?
What's working?
What's working? Here for a long time.
You're trying to.
That's not working. It's not the result is not your problem again. The action is a result. Action is not your problem. Your problem is: did you work in there now? What's work?
Yeah.
Daven. Did you daven or not? That's work.
Ah, okay.
That's work. Work. The Gemara teaches work is davening. Avodah the tefillah.
But he might not believe that he can succeed. That's my title. What can I do?
No,
I have a title.
A person has to know that.
I can be a tzaddik and have a title.
I can't really succeed. Hashem could succeed if he wants. He can make this body with this title.
If he doesn't believe that he can succeed, then he's not even going to start working.
That's a deeper point. That he has to know that Hashem can help him get out of everything. I can't do anything in the world. But since Hashem is so great, He can even make me succeed. That's the point. Hashem can make me succeed. So I'll go to Hashem and ask Him to help me.
Hashem can make me believe in myself that I can succeed.
Yeah. What does that mean, believe in yourself?
Rabbeinu says we have to believe.
What does that mean?
We can change.
No, we can change.
That as a result of the work, we can change. We can change our natures.
Believe in yourself is deeper than believing that I can change. Believing in yourself means believing that it's not up to me to change. Believing in yourself means that it's up to Hashem for me to change. That even me, it's not up to me. That even me, Hashem could change. Also, believing in yourself is believing in Hashem.
I believe that Hashem
could change me.
Can help me.
Even me, I'll change. Well, why won't he help me? Why him he helps me? Not also me can help. That means believing in yourselves. Not to say that I can do anything. I can't do anything.
Of course, you can't do it without Hashem.
So Hashem is doing it. So I believe that Hashem can do. I believe that everything Hashem does, and even this Hashem can do. That means I believe in myself. Meaning, I believe that if Hashem gives me the power to daven, He can also give me the power to daven, and even the power to change.
If I have this time and I say, well, I can't stop smoking. See, it's a rub. I'm a tzaddik, but I can't stop smoking. So then what?
So it depends. If you dive
in your
prayer,
you don't believe in Hashem enough?
Yes. Yeah. If you're diving for it and can't stop smoking, that's one thing. But the problem is that people don't dive for it. They say, I have this title, and Hashem, you have to deal with it. Shkoyach. But that doesn't work like that.
Can I be a tzaddik and still have a title?
Zohar says that what's a tzaddik?
I don't think so.
Zohar says, what is a tzaddik? A tzaddik is someone who is nullified tavasim. What is that? Nullified tavasim. That is a tzaddik. Zohar says, what is a tzaddik? So nullified tavasim. So we wanted to do a little bit of this.